We got a terrible jobs report last week. The unemployment rate rose to 9.2%. And here at The Takeaway, we thought it was probably time to check back in with some of the people who are unemployed, who have been unemployed for a very long time, and maybe losing their unemployment benefits towards the end of this year. One of those people who no longer unemployed, but we're going to ask you, Cynthia, about your job. Cynthia Norton recently got a job in California as a home health aide. You were unemployed for a little over 2 years, and I understand, Cindy, that you pretty much ran through all of your savings.
I did. I mean, I was forced to. There was no work where I was living at the time, which was in Florida. So I did relocate back to Los Angeles in hopes of finding work.
And you did find work of a kind.
I did, through a friend of a friend, as an independent health aide, home health aide.
Well, let me just check this with you. You're college educated. You're a professional. You're a medical assistant for a very long time. You had a job that paid you more than $50,000 a year with full benefits, and you've now gone to a job that pays a little more than minimum wage.
I'm doing a little bit better than that, but not much. I mean, I am making more than minimum wage at this time, but there are no benefits, and it's 35 hours a week.
So your lifestyle has drastically changed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drastically.
So, I mean, coming away from 2 years of unemployment into this kind of job, do you have any kind of wisdom that you've learned, anything to take away from it?
The only thing that I have learned is that you just have to keep trying. And I know that sounds trite, but believe me, I've been in a place where I've been sitting under a tree with my dog on a cold night wondering if I'm going to get a phone call to have a roof to sleep under. And it sounds trite, but you know what? You have to just keep going. And when something comes across the line, you have to take it. I hear so many people saying they're still out of work, and they're also telling me, well, I'm not going to take a job that pays less than this or doesn't have this or that. And I'm thinking in my head, you're going to think a lot differently when you're sitting under that tree, okay? There's no place to go. And my advice is just to take a job that is offered to you. Make the best of it, and you never know what can come of it.
We're speaking with Cynthia Norton. She recently got a job as a home health aide in California. Cynthia, we talked to you actually in May of 2009, and one thing we've heard from a lot of unemployed people that they relied on the kindness of strangers, and we're talking about strangers actually approached you after your interview on the show.
They did. I had some very kind souls who enabled me to help me get back to Los Angeles, where I was originally from, and to possibly get some work. And I was very touched and moved by that. I still am to this day, of the generosity of people. And I was able to get back here to look for work. And fortunately, I did, after about a year of being back here, I did find some work.
Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of Cynthia Norton to the greatest listeners in the world, the Takeaway listeners who helped Cynthia out when she needed it. Cynthia, congratulations with your new job. Let's hope that the career path goes further up.
I'm hoping that. I really, truly am. It's a very rewarding position, and sometimes you just have to have that reward that's emotional instead of financial just to keep going.
Cindy Norton recently got a job in California as a home health aide after losing her job as a medical assistant. She joined us from California. We want to hear your stories about being unemployed. Maybe you found a job. Long-term unemployed, maybe losing your benefits toward the end of the year. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.